We are now in Simin Tuf Ayin Gimel in Hilchas Pesach. We did Sif Aleph. We're up to Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. So we just drank the first kos. We just made Kiddush over the first kos. Shose beheseba ve'eno mavarech acharav. One drinks the first kos beheseba, and if he forgot to, so the Mishnah Brura told us then that if he did not have in mind to drink after the first kos, one should not go and drink it again. We are somach on the Ravya that he was yotz already, and we're choshish for the shitas that if he has to make another bara priagofen, then it's near a kamosav ala kosis. Whereas ideally, when a person makes kiddush, he should have in mind that his bara priagofen should cover drinking between the first and second kos. This way, he would not need another bara priagofen. He would be able to drink again and be makayim haseba according to everybody. Now, ena mavarech acharav, halach is you don't say an al hagefen, even though we drink, one drinks a revius. It's not only if you drank rov revius. The reason being, for two things. Number one, we're somach that benching covers the kosas during the meal. Plus, we're going to be saying an al hagefen at the very end of the suda. Now, the poskim have a very hard time understanding the way we seem to be knowing and run our sages today. There's a very big problem. Because the halacha is that a bracha achrona only works so long as you still feel the effect of what you have eaten or drunk. So say somebody drinks and doesn't remember to make a bracha achrona until after he is as thirsty as he was before he drank in the first place. It's too late then. That's called the shir equal. And at that point, he could no longer make a bracha achrona. So the poskim are bothered by the kasha. How do we go after the kos rishon? It could be a good 2 hours that we say the Haggadah and then comes the Suda. Until by the time we get to benching, we will certainly have lost the effect of our original drink, and we probably got thirsty in the middle of the Haggadah. So how are we makayim our bracha achrona? It must be that in those days, the Haggadah went rather quickly, and by the time they got to the Suda, they still were not thirsty. So there are different explanations in the poskim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is known to have said that the best thing is to continue sipping liquids throughout the Haggadah. This way you'll never get back to being as thirsty as you were before you drank the first kos. The problem with it is that the Mishnah Brura we saw, Paskins, and we'll see it again soon, Mishnah Brura Paskins that during the Haggadah you're not supposed to drink, that we go with the Shitas Ramban, the drinking is actually considered a hefsik. However, I did point out that the Minhag Olam is not like this Mishnah Brura. People do drink during the Haggadah. If it's a very long Haggadah, you just get very thirsty. It may be even difficult on the voice. So if one is doing that, then it would be a good idea to continue to drink so that you'll never get thirsty as you were before the first kos. So you will never be past the shir equal, and the benching will be able to cover the bracha achrona over it. Siv Gimel, im yirtza lishtos kama kosas harashus biyodo. The Mechaber is paskining that you are allowed to drink as many kosas as you want, so long as you're not making a borei pri hagafen, so it shouldn't be near a kamosav ala kosas. The Mishnah says it's only between the third and fourth kos that you're not allowed to drink because you may end up getting drunk and you're not going to be able to finish the Seder, finish Hallel, or you will not be able to stay up all night, which we'll see is a beferish halacha. During these koses, you're allowed to drink. It's ideal that one not drink between the first and the second. Now here he's referring to hard drinks. He's referring to wine. Because we're afraid that if a person drinks too much wine, then he's going to end up getting drunk and will not be able to have an appropriate seder. Now, according to there is a shita that says that you're really not supposed to drink between the first and the second. It's only between the second and the third that you are, because you're having it together with the meal. Now, lamaisa, the halachi is that it is mutter. You are allowed to, and if you have in mind that you're going to drink, then you don't need a new bar of preagafen, so there's no mosav alakosis. However, it is best to refrain from drinking between the first and the second, drinking wine that is between the first and the second, so that one should not find himself in a state where he couldn't really continue the Haggadah. So once again, is our minig not to have wine? Nevertheless, one should have kavana that he has the right to drink wine. His bar priagafen should work for whatever he drinks. This way, if for some reason He'll have to drink another kos, such as, for example, he did not drink the first kos be'aseba, or he forgot to make havdalah on Leila Seder, that's Chaliyas B'Matzah Shabbos, he'll be able to do that. But otherwise, we don't drink wine. And of course, if you have in mind to cover all your drinks, that would be ideal too. This way, you wouldn't have to make another bracha. In fact, if you didn't have explicit kavanah and the drinks were there, it'll work for them as well.